Welcome to it. We have a lot of entertainment news to get through this morning on this segment, so let's not waste a moment of time. You think that you could probably use a raise. I mean, everybody who's got a job thinks, you know what, I wouldn't mind having a little more money. So the question comes in, how much money would I need to make in order to equal, let's say, 1 second of Matt Damon's time?
I hate looking at these things.
I know.
Whether
it is.
It's an athlete or an actor or whatever, they per hour or per game, they make
sure,
a lot of money.
Athletes, you break it down like, how much does this guy make per at-bat?
Yeah, and it's
sickening.
He didn't
look very good. They struck out on three pitches. He only fouled one off. He got $20,000 for that? Come on.
Matt Damon recently did a European ad for Nespresso with George Clooney. Matt was on screen for 20 seconds, paid $3 million. That is 150 grand per second.
Why is it that movie stars, American movie stars, think it's okay to do commercials in other countries but not here?
Because old school thinking is you do it over there, it's not seen here, it doesn't damage your rep. But now with the internet and everything else, nothing you do is unseen. So what could you do with 1 second of Matt Damon's money? You could get a 4-year degree from UCLA. Britney Spears was paid $15 million to be a judge on X Factor. That means she did, let's see, she did 28 episodes at 60 minutes each. That gives her an hourly rate of $535,000. That means with 1 hour of Britney's time, she could clothe in its entirety all of Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, for 5 years. That's her wardrobe. Rihanna made $98,000. By sitting in the front row of Karl Lagerfeld's runway show for 30 minutes. So that's enough.
That's a great gig if you can get it. Just show up and we're going to give you 100 grand.
She made enough money in those 30 minutes to buy one sweet car. And, of course, Khloe Kardashian made $13,000 to sponsor tweets. It's $98 a character. All right, follow up with Chris Brown. We said that he lost it a little bit and got tossed out of anger management rehab.
Yeah.
Well, he's decided he's come out with his own rehab plan. He says that he wants to be able to deal with his anger management with weed and antidepressants.
That'll mellow him out.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, let us talk about the new movies that are coming out this weekend. The big one, the big anticipated film, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, with Jennifer Lawrence, Liam Hemsworth, Josh Hutcherson,
Woody Harrelson, Donald Sutherland,
Lenny Kravitz is in there. Lenny Kravitz is Katniss's stylish friend Senna, and of course Philip Seymour Hoffman is in there playing a disheveled, mumbling individual, which is a real stretch for him. Anyway. Here's an interesting thing about the movie. This movie is not appealing to the broad audience. It's a teen movie, and the producers have decided they want to try and make it appealing to men. So the following is a trailer, an ad for The Hunger Games you may not have heard before.
Your entire species must be eradicated.
It's finally here.
Our species, sir.
The next installment.
Yeah, they're victors.
Of that movie where Jennifer Lawrence runs around looking really hot.
There she is, Captain 17!
The girl on fire!
The games or whatever are more intense, so she has to run around more. And I'm pretty sure her outfits are even tighter.
Just please, please just help me get through this trip.
This trip doesn't end when you get back home.
They even do more of those zoom-ins when she shoots the bow and you get a good look at her cleavage.
Any last advice?
Stay alive.
Jennifer Lawrence, Thor's brother, Woody from Cheers, and Jack Bauer's dad in Hunger Games.
There it is.
The new one.
She's 23. I don't think I'm allowed to watch this movie.
Well, she's 23. Yeah, you are.
That's the trailer trying to attract men to
that's
the movie.
It's trying to attract
because
the men.
Because men aren't interested in plot or action.
Are you? Are you?
I'm not a Neanderthal like you.
You just want to, okay. You're probably right there. I want to see cars blow up.
Yeah.
I want to see really good gunfights and hot chicks.
Those are the only movies you go to? Your wife must be very unhappy.
Hmm.
You didn't go see The Notebook? You didn't go see The Pianist?
Lord.
You didn't go see Love Actually?
No. No. I saw The Notebook. I think we rented it.
You didn't go see My Left Foot?
No. I think I saw that. I wanted to shoot myself by the time it was just absolutely. All right, here's an interesting little bit of baseball trivia for you.
All right.
Who just got pulled over by police in Nevada with two diaper-wearing goats in his car?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Jose Canseco.
Why?
Jose Canseco got pulled over by cops in Nevada. No word on why they stopped him, but
they're pet goats, and in order to ride in his car, he puts diapers on them so they don't crap all over the interior.
Wouldn't you?
I suppose.
He tweeted, quote, "Just got pulled over with goats in the car. The cop laughed at our poor goats. Awesome." He added that the goats will act as children for him and his girlfriend, quote, "until we have our own."
Oh, so they're practicing with goats.
Goats?
Oh, my.
Goats?
You know, it was just steroids. Now there seem to be other drugs involved.
Yes. You know? Absolutely. All right, WSAU, we're going to end the entertainment news there, so we got lots of time for the musical stumper. Oh, now, I don't want to spoil it, but there are some interesting things that happen with The Hunger Games.
The category, top five surprises in the new Hunger Games movie. Number five, we find out Katniss's mother has a hair lip and her real name is Candace. How about that? Number four, Philip Seymour Hoffman is killed by the Duke boys when an arrow strapped with dynamite blows up the outhouse he's in. Number three, Morgan Freeman is not in the film, but Katniss does hold up a picture of him strangling a penguin. Number two, Woody Harrelson's character is thrown out of District 12 for trying to sell dime bags to all the tributes. And the number one surprise in the new Hunger Games movie, the girl from the movie Precious shows up and yells, "Game over." Well, there you go.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.